This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. It's been windy in the Sulphur Springs Valley of Cochise County, Arizona. Of course, it's spring, and it's always windy, but it did seem like we were going to get off easy this year. A few breezy days, and then you're going, hey, this isn't a bad spring. And that's sort of a stupid thing to say, because then it got really windy. The National Weather Service site will say breezy. This is a site you can go online and find the Weather Service site. It'll say breezy, and then it'll say with gusts up to 44 miles per hour. On breezy day, the National Weather Service map, you know, on the site, doesn't give us, the southeastern Arizona, a color on the map. We're just breezy. But on days when it says we're windy, we're given a color on the map, red, red. But think angry red, angry red. Not a color you're going to find in a box of Crayola crayons, but we're angry red on windy days with gusts up to 55, 60 miles per hour. Anyway, you know, I'm okay with it, I guess. It's exhausting to be out in it, and sometimes I just need to be out in it. Mercifully, sometimes it doesn't start till late morning, and sometimes it will stop at sunset. Not always, but sometimes. One of the things we've learned at our little homestead near the banks of the Ojolote is to weigh things down. A supply of concrete block is handy. You do not want the corrugated tin you salvaged from that marvelous old barn sailing across the grassland like so many large razor blades. Weigh those puppies down. Recently, I was out in the wind doing chores, taking my hat off and parting my hair many different ways. A little fun out there. But listen, a butterfly fluttered by. I'm out in howling angry red wind, and a pipevine swallowtail flew over me. What? I watched it work around an alligator bark juniper in our yard. Apparently, this pipevine swallowtail had not checked out the angry red prediction of the National Weather Service, and it was out and about. Well, that pipevine swallowtail got me thinking about pipevine swallowtails. You know, the males, they go up to hilltops to look for females. But since there are no hilltops close to our 1991 Marvelette, maybe that juniper was its hilltop. Females might flutter by lower, I suppose, and pursuit begins and ends in wonderful butterfly sex. The female with fertile eggs flies low, I'm talking inches low, over terrain, looking for the host plant, pipevine, Aristolochia watsoni, and lays her eggs. The species of the genus species of this pipevine swallowtail is Betis phylonor. It lays eggs on Aristolochia watsoni, so its larva can gobble up its foliage, which is poisonous. And the larva and the pupa and the adult taste terrible. Predators figure this out. Don't eat those god-awful pipevine swallowtails. Yuck! So let's see, what else? I can tell you about that name, Betis phylonor. Betis was a regal family of an ancient town in northern Africa, a Greek and Roman town. And there was a king, Betis the One, Betis the Two. And phylonor is interesting. It means fond of men. I think that's far out. Anyway, now you know. Hey, I found a poem I wrote years ago after a few windy springs. You can find this probably in the itty-bitty book of Fast Petey's poetry. It's called Blown Away. Spring in the desert grassland comes with wind from out of the southwest. Not a breeze, but a gale that puts your sense of humor to quite a test. Ha! Ha! I laugh as the back door of our trailer blows out of my hand, smashes against the wall, and falls to the land. Oh, well, spring winds are gauged by how many doors we replace, and I suppose it's the price of living in wide open space. Hey, laundry dries fast out on the clothesline, and clothespins don't work, but vice grips work fine. And I know you won't believe this, and you'll shout, no way, but I had a chicken lay the same egg 3 times in a day. Okay, but you spend a great deal of time leaning into the wind as you walk around, and last May when it stopped, I was outside and fell down. I mean, school kids put letters in tumbleweeds to see where they go, and last year set a record with a note from northern New Mexico. Oh, the grassland is beautiful, and that's why we say, come to Cochise County, and you'll be blown away. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.